Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today, let's talk about spiritual blessings from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul said, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word, God the Son, is eternal. There's never a time when he did not exist. There will never be a time when he does not exist. God the Son is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. His power is limitless. God the Son is omniscient. He knows everything there is to know about everything there is to know. And God the Son is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time in his full being. In one word, God the Son is rich. Yet, for our sakes, the eternal Word took on flesh, moved into our neighborhood. The omnipresent God confined himself to a human body. The all-powerful God submitted himself to die on a cross. Jesus came to give his life as a ransom for our sin. And it was through that poverty of his submission that we have become rich. Now, in Christ, we are the ones rich with spiritual blessings. We've been redeemed, and we stand justified, declared not guilty. We've been adopted as God's children. The Holy Spirit lives in us. We're free from condemnation. We will never be separated from God. We have direct access to the throne of grace. We are God's workmanship. We know that God is working through all the circumstances in our lives. We are confident that God will complete the good work he started in us. In one word, we, the sons and daughters of God, are rich in Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for becoming poor all the way to the cross so that we could have all the spiritual blessings of eternity. We want to thank you with our lives. We pray in your name. Amen.